Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, y'all? So still Super Bowl Sunday. It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is Sunday. It's February 4th. Super Bowl. Who's your pick? Patriots or the Eagles? Who are you going for? Me, I'm not a big sports person. And plus all the commercials. I watch it for the commercials. But now all the commercials are online. So what's the point of watching? I used to record the football game. Now I can just go on YouTube. Defeats the purpose of the Super Bowl for me. So welcome to another edition of Talking Arrow. Thanks for tuning in, people. Just giving my little reaction, my feels on the latest episode. I'm catching up, people. I'm catching up. I've got two kids, and it's hard. I'm not. It's difficult. Episode 11. It's called We Fall. That aired January 25th, the day before my sister's birthday. Season 6. I'm looking at my notes here because I write the notes down when I watch it, and then I don't open. It's kind of like a secret envelope, and then I open up. And I'm like, oh, that's how I felt. Another dope episode is what I have written here. I enjoyed this episode. I was a little sad to see the captain of the police go. Kind of sucked. I liked him. He was a hard ass. He was tough. It sucked to see him go. And I have here again, like I did in the last podcast, I really think Renee, Dana, and Curtis are being big-ass babies. With all those trust comments, whack. They all lied to, which is true. They did. And I don't like those jabs they're doing. They're like, oh, I can trust you. Yeah, I can trust you, right? Or I'm with the team that I can trust. Like, that is stupid. Man. And I like them three. Well, Curtis is growing on me because I still think he should just be behind a computer and not be on the field. But that's just me. I get tired of the cracks. Black Canary. Okay, Dana, she's badass, and she's hot, and she whoops ass. And when she stopped that subway train, she was like, that was pretty badass. Really dope. Williams is he's being a big baby as well. You know, the whole, you lied to me, kid, father. I mean, I'd be like, your dad's freaking Arrow. He's the Green Arrow, kid. Like, and I get it, but no, he's the Arrow. Like, chill out. But I think the best part, I even tweeted this out. Not this exact thing that I'm about to read, but my feelings when I was watching the episode, best part, hands down, probably in a long time, because it was just like, when Felicity is talking to William, and they're going through the whole thing about the team and how he is, and blah, 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 and then they're, while she's telling the story, they're whooping ass, and it's just going back and forth. Best part of the episode, and I'd say one of my favorite parts of a lot of episodes that recently passed. That was just a really, really great part there, and how they did it. So kudos to whoever idea was that. We got a little sadness. Because Diggs, I think, was looking to be Arrow, and now that Arrow's going to be Arrow, and because Williams is cool with it, Diggs is going to take back seat, which I think, and I agree with Felicity, I think he's going to get a shot again. I mean, we all know that he's not going to be the Green Arrow, but he's going to get a shot again, right? Oliver's going to want to go on vacation, right? But other than that, another great episode. Like I said, best part was Felicity talking to William and schooling him on what his dad does and how he is and everything else. Great stuff. That is it for my feelings. Coming up next, I got Anna B. She's got her feels, and I haven't seen the episode, so it's going to be all new to me. So coming up next in just a few, we're going to be talking about episode 12 of Arrow. Don't forget, Talking Arrow, available on iTunes and audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. But if you didn't get any of that, you can go to my blog, iWatchMike.com. You scroll to the top, you'll see where a section says podcast. Click on that, and bam, everything is there. iWatchMike.com, there it is. My Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, all that good stuff. All right, have a great Sunday. Go football, maybe? Maybe, I don't know.